Today's scripture reading comes from Psalms chapter 139, verses 7 through 12. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. This is the word of the Lord for us.
Have you ever had a week that things just seem to be going like normal, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it just completely blows up the end of your week? Has anybody ever had that? Well, I was working on Friday, and Keith comes walking back that long hallway, and I hear him coming, and I hear John on the speaker on his phone, and I'm like, oh no, this could only mean one of two things for me. I'm either in trouble, and John has come back to yell at me with Keith, or something even worse. Well, John is actually sick this morning, so I was called upon on Friday afternoon to deliver the message this morning. So I'm hoping that you are encouraged today. I'm hoping that you are excited for this Advent season. So it's awesome to have you all with us today. And I want to welcome those of you that are tuning in online. My name is Jeremy. I'm the pastor of student ministries here at MCA. And today we're launching into a brand new sermon series for Advent, and it's called God With Us. So this morning I want to start with a big theological term. It's incarnation. It means God became flesh and dwelt among us. During the Christmas season, we celebrate the coming of Jesus, the birth of our Lord. And when he took up residence here on earth, born as a baby, God incarnate, God with us. And so today I want to begin this Advent season. And I want to start with Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And this is what the scripture says. It says, look, the virgin will conceive a child. She'll give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. You know, it's easy to believe that God is with us when things are going well, when things are doing really, really well. When you're on the mountaintops, it's easy to believe that God is with us. When you get really, really good news, or when you get a raise at work, or when your baby sleeps through the night for the first time, or when you get that really, really close parking spot at the mall. Like, I mean, seriously, there are a lot of joys that we experience in this world, like salvation being the top. And then it's like, you know, the birth of your kids and getting married and all of that stuff. But then it's like getting that really, really close parking spot at the store, right? I mean, be honest with me. How excited do you get when you're driving through the parking lot and there's a car in front of you, but the first car in the parking lot is backing out and that car doesn't notice, and so you get it? How exciting is that? Apparently not all of you shop at the Worcester Walmart, because that's what it feels like. It's easy to sense the presence of God when things are going well, or when you're on the mountain. But it's sometimes more difficult to sense his presence when you're in the valley, when things aren't going the way you would want them to. When you get bad news, or when you're hurting, when you're feeling alone, when you're worried, or when you're afraid, or when you're battling things like depression, it's easy to not see God in the valley. But I want to talk about that today. I want to talk today about God in the valley. So often things are going really well, but there's this one area in your life that just causes a weightiness to your life. Something serious is going on and it just feels so heavy and you feel burdened. If you don't know, my family has been walking through some serious health issues. My wife has been battling some health issues for a while. And we just recently got the news that my mom has cancer. And this cancer journey has been really difficult. She got the news when she was going to see a physical therapist for some pain in her leg. And it turns out that because she had thyroid cancer, lesions spread throughout her body and settled on her bone. And it actually put a hole in her bone. And we got the news that even if they take it out, which they did, even if they take it out, those lesions could start up anytime, anywhere in her body. It could be a month or it could be 4 years. They don't know. So our family has been walking through this valley for some time. And I want to send a quick message for those of you that have asked about both my wife's health and my mom's health. Thank you. Your thoughts and your prayers have brought great comfort to our family. So that's what I want to talk about today. Where is God in those valleys? When you look at the scripture, it's interesting that valleys represent several things. You see, in the valleys, there are often battles that took place. And some of you right now, you may be going through a battle. You're in the middle of a valley. Valleys were seasons of desperation. Valleys were seasons of loneliness. But here's the thing. Valleys were also a time of growth. You may enjoy God on the mountains, but you experience Him in different ways when you're in the valley. In fact, if you're taking notes, I want to make sure that you write this point down. We may enjoy God on the mountaintops, but we get to know Him intimately in the valleys. We may know Him and enjoy Him when times are really good, but we get to know Him in a different way when we're in the valleys. So if you have your Bibles with you, I would encourage you to open it up to Psalm chapter 84, where Ryan just read for us. And we're going to see God is in the valleys. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to start reading with verse 5. It said, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage." And it's talking about people who find their strength in God here. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. The Valley of Baca is interesting. You may be wondering, well, what is the Valley of Baca? So it actually gets its name for a tree. And this tree would ooze out sap. It looked like the tree was crying as it would ooze out the sap. So it was called a weeper. And it's also translated in a few different ways in Scripture. It's called the Valley of Tears. It's called the Valley of Weeping. And it's called the Valley of Loss. See, valleys in the Bible were places of peril and danger. There'd be thorns. There'd be wild animals. There would be people waiting to jump you and rob you. It was very difficult to get through a valley without something bad happening. And this is why the psalm says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in God." For those who are not followers of Christ, you may get to points where you say things like, I just can't do it anymore. For those of you who don't know Christ, who helps you through every decision that you make, who walks with you and guides you, there are times where you might say, I just don't have enough. I can't do it anymore. And the truth is, if you don't know God intimately, then what you have is all that you have. What you have is all that you have. But for those who are Christ followers, we believe that we have a strength that goes beyond just what we have. That we have access to a heavenly strength. That's why the psalmist said, "Blessed are those whose strength is found in you." We believe that when we get to the end of our strength, there is a heavenly strength. There is a divine strength. There is a strength from God that is available to those who know Him. The good news is that there is a power that is bigger than ourselves, right? It's our God, who when you hit the end of your strength, His strength is made perfect in your weakness. There is a God that we serve who is so good that strengthens us and guides us through these valleys. And His strength is available to those who know Him. And it's a very real, ever-present power of a good God who is ready to come assist you in your time of need. Blessed are those whose strength is found in God. And I want to be clear about this. The text doesn't say that we won't go through times of struggle. But one thing it does promise, as we walk through those difficulties, as we walk through those trials and those valleys, He promises that He will walk with us. Blessed are those whose strength is found in God. The text doesn't say, blessed are those who make it on their own. It doesn't say, blessed are those who pull themselves up by their bootstraps. It doesn't say, blessed are those who are really, really determined. One of the big problems of our world is that we almost idolize independence. I don't want to trust people. I want to be financially stable on my own. I don't want people to be there for me. I don't need God. I don't need anyone. We sort of idolize these feelings of independence. But here's the thing. We were not created to be independent. We were created by our God to depend on Him and depend on others. Blessed are you when you realize you are dependent and you have access to a power that is greater than yourself. I like the way the New Living Translation words, verse 5, it says, "What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who've set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem." I love that. We're on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. We may be in the valley, but we're going to the city of refuge. We are going to a place of peace. One commentary says it like this. To get to the city of refuge, you had to travel through the valley of tears. Sometimes to get to where you really appreciate the presence and power of God, we have to go through some pain. We have to endure it. But we're on a pilgrimage. Notice that the psalmist said, "What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds." What you think about matters. It matters so much. In fact, Paul wrote in Colossians 3:2, "Set your mind on things above, not on things below." Whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Where you are is one thing. What you think about is something else. What you think about matters. Your current situation may be in the valley, but your mind can still be set upon God. Your heart might be racing, but your mind is set. Your soul might be hurting, but your mind is set. Your emotions may be racing, but your mind is fixed towards God. And there may be too much to do. And there may be too many plans to make for this Christmas season. And there may be pressure from the in-laws. And you may be wondering, how in the world are you going to be able to pay for Christmas this year? And on and on and on the list goes. There may be real tragedies in the valley, but my mind is set on the goodness of God. He is with me. He is for me. Greater is the one who is in me than the one who is in the world. My God is going before me to prepare a way for me. His Spirit gives me strength when I am weak. I need Him every moment of every day. His Word is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my path. I may be in the valley, but my mind is set. It is set on the kingdom of God. And we are on a pilgrimage. I'm going to the place of peace. And you may be in the valley, but your mind is fixed on God. We enjoy Him on the mountains, but we get to know Him intimately in the valleys. God doesn't promise that we won't go through the valleys. He promises that we would never go through the valley alone. God is with us. Psalm 139 says, "Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." Life is a journey, and we have a guide. In verse 7 of Psalm 84, it says, "They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion." We go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. We go from strength to strength. Blessed are those whose experience is the strength of God. Blessed are those who experience the strength of God. Not our strength, but His strength. In Zechariah 4:6, the Lord said to Zerubbabel, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty." We praise Him in the valley. We may enjoy Him on the mountaintops, but we get to know Him in the valleys. He reveals His character to us. We can sense His strength in a way that we can't otherwise. When we totally and completely need Him, we have nothing else. And we know that we're traveling through the valley. We're just passing through, though. And He is with us. We serve a good God. And we are going to a place of peace. God, in the middle of your weakness, God is your strength. When you're in the darkness, He is your light. When you're in a season of trouble, He is your joy in the trouble. When you're in the middle of pain, He is your comforter. That's who our God is. We pass through the valley. Even though we're in the valley, we do not fear because he is with us. The same God that is good in the mountaintops is good in the valley. We get to know him in the valley. If you're in the valley right now, you're just passing through. You won't be there forever. Our God will lead you out. He is good. He is with you. He is present. And he will be there forever. Our God will lead you out. He is good. And he is present. He will take you from strength to strength. When you can't handle any more, you can lean on him. And let him strengthen you as you go through this time. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because you, O God, are with us. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Let's pray. Father, we confess that we don't always acknowledge that you are really with us when we're going through trials and hard times in our life. Father, right now we lean on you. Father, you know what we're going through. If it's seasons of depression, loneliness, hurt, pain, whatever it is, Father, we look to you. And we celebrate this Christmas season, the coming of your Son, Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. And I pray that you would just give us strength and comfort as we walk through the valleys. Father, help us to remember to worship you even in the midst of it. Father, we worship you on the mountains, but sometimes we forget to when things get hard. So, Father, remind us to be anchored and rooted in you, no matter what life throws at us. We pray this all in your Son's precious and holy name. Amen.